just let out the most intense fart.
Nothing's gonna beat. I let my wife wax my butthole today. Hello and welcome to Just Some Guardians, episode 13. This week we will be diving back into Destiny content, looking over the TWAB for the week of February 22nd, 2018, and going over the newly updated roadmap and some thoughts for Faction Rally so far and the Crimson Days last week. So joining me tonight is my ever sensual co-host, Nicholas. How are you?
I rubbed my nipples as I did that.
Glorious.
I didn't.
I rubbed my nipples as soon as I heard you doing that.
This is why we need to do this on video, so we can all just stare right into each other's eyes when we rub our nipples.
No, just that's the whole video.
No, I'm doing all right though. I just did, because I think last episode I talked about the fact that I've been playing a lot of Monster Hunter. I just downed the two big nasty dragon dudes, Rathalos and Diablos, and I is has and happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we're gonna have to go deeper into that here in a little bit too. The other voice with us tonight is the effervescent Russell. How are you?
Bling 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 bling. I'm doing good. I figured I'd throw in my own sound effects there because, you know, sound effects are the new cool thing.
Oh, don't tell me you couldn't hear it.
I couldn't hear what?
Oh my god, I hate my microphone. I'm just kidding. Okay. I actually had chimes for you and it didn't pick it up for some reason.
Oh.
Yeah.
Brett, you're a beautiful man.
It'll pick up me licking my lips and like someone changing their pants three houses over, but it won't pick up chimes right next to the microphone. Don't tell me how that works.
That's all right. It'll show up on the audio as well as me going bling, 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 bling.
I'll just cut your bling, bling, blings and put them repeated over and over super fast so it just sounds like it. Bling. Russell.
Sounds like a plan.
That's totally how it's going to happen.
Fantastic. I am just loving today. I've been playing a lot of Destiny over the last couple of days. So that's been a lot of fun. That's about
what is
it.
Destiny?
It's this. Well, you know, you may not have heard of that. It's kind of like this indie game where you go around.
This developer that no one's ever heard of.
Yeah.
This is the first game ever.
Yeah, I think it. I don't know if it's super popular yet, but I could see it getting really popular. You basically play as like this spaceman who has like these superpowers, who goes around and kills aliens. I don't know. I think it's like a genocidal thing, but I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet.
There's this giant white ball. Apparently does something. There's white stuff coming out of it. I don't know how to explain that.
Oh, so you've played it.
Oh, I understand it. I'm all about those no-named indie developers.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you got to support the...
Like, you know, in the... At the indie category on PS4, is that where you found it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was at the very bottom.
Yeah, I mean, the developers, they made a lot of promises that they didn't necessarily deliver on, but it's still like a good game, you know?
Oh my god. So good.
You're welcome, Bungie.
So, God, I don't know who to start with here. Well, let's just finish
with
Nick's. Yeah, let's start with Nick's thought earlier. What have you been up to this last week?
Monster Hunter. Just Monster Hunter.
What rank are you at now, man?
Oh, 10? 11? Maybe? I'm nearing the end of the storyline, I think.
I think so.
And wow.
I'm finding, like, rather than being afraid of hunting new monsters, thank you, Anjanath, for instilling that irrational fear.
Right.
Rather than being afraid of it, I'm like, okay, let's do this. Lay into him.
What'll happen now? And I think you actually surprisingly did some Destiny a little bit this week too, right?
Yesterday and the day before. I did play some Density. It was fun. It was good. I miss it. There's not enough to do. Rephrase. Not enough reason to do things.
I think both phrases are probably pretty right. I'll go with both.
I mean,
there.
It just depends. You know, it depends on the grind and what's going on that particular week. And if you're interested in the things that are left to grind. You know?
Yeah, if there's not like an actual event going on for a week, it's kind of like, I'm good. And even then,
I'm good.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Russell, how has your week been?
It's been good. I have actually, surprisingly, from anybody who has listened to the show before, really gotten into the faction rally this week. And it's fun because, like, I'll put it on, like, when I'm listening. I'll, like, listen to some other stuff that I've got to do for work or whatever. And so I'll just put this on to kind of go around and grind. Because doing the grind without really having something else to kind of entertain me can get kind of boring. But also, the boring stuff that I have to listen to makes it much more exciting. But I've actually... I've actually really enjoyed the faction rally to the point to where, like, the ornaments and the stuff for New Monarchy, because, you know, New Monarchy for life, I really want it. Like, I want it bad because it looks freaking sweet. It kind of reminds me of the Lannisters from Game of Thrones. And so I'm like, this is cool. This is something I could, you know, this is something I could get behind. So I've been doing a lot of that. And also just continuing my quest for the Forge weapons, which I've gotten Perfect Paradox. Got that yesterday, I believe. Which,
oh, was that really shotgun you were using earlier?
You know, and I've gotten a little more used to using it, because it has a huge kick. So because it's fully automatic shotgun too, so if you just hold down the hammer, you're gonna do lots of damage. But hopefully the enemy is a lot taller than you, because soon you'll be looking straight up at the sky, you know. But once you get used to that, and so I kind of do short bursts now, and it'll hammer through some, I don't know, elite enemies, you know, the ones with the gold health bar. I forget what they're called. Which shouldn't be surprising to anybody. It really hammers through their health pretty good.
You just said it hammers, but it's a shotgun.
Yes.
I want an explanation.
The people want to know. Well, okay. Is it a hammer, or is it a shotgun?
So you're nailing the guy, so you're hammering him.
Wait, you nail guys?
Right? Wow. Welcome to the confessional episode of Just Some Guardians.
Surprise.
I like pineapple on pizza. There we go.
Get out of here. Pepperoni. Get out of here right now.
Nope.
It's delicious.
Pepperoni is not allowed on pizza.
Yes, it is.
No.
You don't
not.
Put pepperoni on pizza?
Look, I'm not. No. We're not having this conversation.
No, this is happening now.
I refuse to be sucked into this conversation.
So you don't put pepperonis, you don't put pineapples on your pizza. What do you put on there? Sadness and terrible childhood memories?
I meant pineapple. Have I been saying pepperoni?
You've been saying pepperoni the entire time. How do you get out of bed in the morning? I don't understand you.
I don't know. I love pepperoni on my pizza. I meant pineapple.
See... We got a little rough with you. Now you're changing all your words. I just don't know if I can ever trust anything you say ever again.
I don't know if I can trust myself.
Stand up for yourself. Jeez.
No, I honestly thought I was saying pineapple for some reason.
You even said it like 7 or 8 times.
I know.
So
I,
good.
I am aware of how many times Fantastic. I said it. And until somebody was like, pineapple, I was like, wait, that's not the word
I've
been
saying.
Wait a second.
Anywho. But I've also noticed you've been getting really into the verses. The Osiris verses. That's been something you've been grinding pretty heavily.
Well, the forged weapon. I call them forged weapons, but yeah, the Lost Prophecy weapons that you get.
They're forged weapons. You're using the right words.
Okay.
I'm actually using the things you unlock this time versus, instead of saying pepperoni when I meant pineapple.
No.
you're unlocking
super
those
bomb. So.
the Osiris pepperonis, right? Yeah, so.
So anyways, yeah, no, so actually currently I am working on the auto rifle, which hopefully I'll unlock tonight here in a little bit, because all I've got are the Radiolarian cultures left. So I'm just kind of running around on Earth on the EDZ trying to work on my ornaments and going to some public events to get the public events to get the Radiolarian cultures, because those are the ones that return the most, and then doing some of the other stuff just to get the ornaments, patrols, stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. You've
So that's what I've been up to.
definitely dived back into Destiny pretty good the last probably couple weeks. I think all of us were
Yeah,
kind
I
of on
will.
a. I'd play every once in a while, but I think we're all on pretty much a break for a while there, and you dragged me back.
I know. I've been playing a lot, mostly because I like to grind for the stuff that I need while I'm listening to stuff for work or whatever. So it's been a great repast. And then the more I play it, the more I'm like, I want to play. I want to go and kill things, because the gunplay is really fun. Being able to feel super powerful, and also now that I was so at first I was just trying to level up my warlock, and that was just a ton of fun, because you feel powerful because you don't go down as much like as you would with a hunter, because you have so much ability to heal. And then now that I'm 335 and I've got my masterwork weapons and my armors that do all sorts of cool things, plus finding out that the gunsmith combining those stupid mods will get you legendaries at the gunsmith, it's changed my whole outlook on life.
You've learned a lot of new things this week, like how
And
the
sadly, things
cultures
that I
drop
should
from
have
any
already
public
known.
event in the game, and not just the one on Mercury that you just sat there forever farming.
Gosh, I cannot believe. Don't even talk to me. Just
Did you
don't
hear
even.
about that one, Nick?
No.
Yeah, so he thought that you know how the cultures drop from any public event in the game.
Okay.
He had interpreted it as only the one on Mercury because it was for the Mercury weapons and stuff. So he was just sitting on Mercury waiting every like 30 minutes for that public event to come up.
Yeah, that sigh is pretty much how I feel.
I think
That
we were
sigh
on
of just
stream
like
and I was like, "Did you know
utter
this?" And he's like,
stupidity.
are you kidding me right now?"
I was so mad.
I don't blame you.
It takes so long, so long.
No,
Just
but on
it
that
brings a
note,
tear to my eye.
Flashpoint Mercury is like the worst thing ever. I did that yesterday late at night, and it was just like, this is awful. Can this end? Just please.
I think it's one of my favorites.
Really? Oh, I hate it. I'd rather just any of the ones you just fly around, do a public event, it goes up like 20%, and then you're done. And that one, you're just running in circles for half an hour, waiting for the public event to come up, shooting all the little gold bar dudes, and you're like, I'm at 8%, I'm at 10%, I'm at 12%. Oh, God.
Oh yeah. Having to do the flashpoint for Mercury sucks balls.
Yeah, I can't. It's
But
just, it's awful.
I
I
do
just
enjoy
farmed
the
the Lost
actual
Sector.
public event.
Does the Lost Sector go towards the Flashpoint, really?
It did last night. At least I think it
Oh,
did.
interesting. I guess I never
Oh.
thought to do that. Because I just read it as the kill the defenders and the attackers and then do the public event. But that's kind of cool. If the Lost Sector works, I'll just do that next time.
I didn't even realize there was a Lost Sector until like 2 weeks ago.
Bless you.
Yep,
No, I found it on
I know.
accident. I think Nick, we were playing, and Izzy wanted to play for the first time, and you were protecting her while she walked in circles and shot things in the feet. And she accidentally ran into it. And I was like, oh, hey, there it is. Found it. Thank you. Well, tonight, we're going to discuss, like I mentioned earlier, this week at Bungie, and then the updated developer roadmap, and some other things they added in the TWAB, and
Hey,
we'll go from
Bungie,
there.
that's the name of the indie developer that made this game.
Yeah. So they actually have, let's see, you go to like jeffcolibraries.com/something or other to find their website. I don't know, it's just weird. You have to go in the back
Got
room
that thing.
somewhere.
got this super roundabout way.
This week at Bungie's, a newsletter you get from in front of your coffee shop, it costs you a quarter.
God.
Oh my God.
That would be weird.
But before we dive into this week at Bungie, I know you two talked a bit about it last week because I was gone for the whole conversation, but I heard about it later. You guys discussed Crimson Days. For anyone that's just listening to the Destiny episodes and not the other one, even though you should listen to our Nerd Talks because they are fantastic. Russ, why don't you give just a really quick rundown on Crimson Days and then your thoughts on it.
So it's this time of the month that the women in your life have.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really scary. Crimson Days is the Destiny celebration of Valentine's Day. But they do it in kind of a cool way. I mean, you know, you got the rose petals falling from the sky. It's actually pretty cool looking when you go into the tower. And in that you get bright engrams and stuff. Well, crimson, what are they?
Crimson engrams, yeah.
Called?
Mm-hmm.
And you use that to get, you know, Crimson Days specific weapon, or it's mostly shaders, and I think there's a few sparrows, a couple of ships, right? Is there anything I'm missing? They didn't have armor or weapons or anything, right?
No, like, yeah, there's sparrows, ghost shells, emotes, some weapon skins.
Oh, yeah. I got the singles ladies dance.
Yeah, we all did. Oh, it was glorious. We went to the Nightfall together last week.
Oh, yes. And so that was pretty cool. And then we played Bloody Doubles, right? That's what it's called?
That's what it was called, yep.
Is that really what it was called?
No, it's not what it was called.
Oh, okay.
I thought I was doing a bit. Another period joke.
It was, but I was like, wait, is that really the thing? What's it actually called?
I think in the past they called it Crimson Doubles, but I think this time they just called it the Crimson Days playlist, I think is literally all it was called.
Oh, I think they should just call it Bloody Doubles. Why not?
I agree completely.
Embrace it. And so, Brett, you and I did that. We played a lot of it, was it Monday night?
Monday night, and then I think we did it again Saturday night? Or Sunday night?
Something like that. Anyway, the couple of times that we played, we did about half and half. No, you played Sunday night with the other guy.
Oh, right. No, we played Monday night because it was the last night. Yeah, I think we did, between the two days, we did 8 matches total, I think.
Yeah, something like that. And we did pretty good. I liked it because it's fast-paced. You know, there's only two people on each team, so it's super fast-paced, but it's intense, you know, because you're getting in some situations where you're like, I don't know if I can. And then, like, you'll pull it off and you'll feel super... super awesome, or you'll die, but it'll be okay because it was in an awesome way, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that was a lot of fun. I actually really enjoyed that part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, me too. I liked that, you know, it was just the two people you were worried about, and then I liked that the respawn timer was super quick, and then the match timer was super quick. It was like a couple seconds before you respawn. I think each match lasted like a minute. So it was just boom, 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 go, 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 go.
Well, and your abilities recharge so fast. It's kind of like the mayhem mode.
Mm-hmm.
When you're close to each other, because like there were a couple of times where I had two rifts up at the same time.
No, yeah, there was that part where you were on your warlock, and I think I had like two walls up, and you had two rifts going, and we were just like, "Oh my god!" Yes. Lobbing grenades.
It was, yes, it made you feel super powerful, and we discovered a good strategy for the Crucible, which was fun. So.
Yes, we finally learned that the only way to play Crucible is to just puppy dog the power ammo, and that's apparently how you're supposed to play. And ever since we found that strategy, we're actually doing good at the Crucible, so I'm actually really enjoying the Crucible.
Explain again?
So, apparently, the strategy to being good in Crucible is to just knowing where the power drops on each map, and then either having a lane to look at it to defend it, or a lane to get to it and take it. And so most of the fighting happens at the very beginning to just whoever can get the power, and then you run in a circle as a team shooting each other.
Well, I mean, that's what I do every time I have team. I just run in circles shooting people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before we were just like, let's just run this way and see what happens, and run this way and see what happens, and now we're like, oh, I understand the flow of Crimson Days. Yeah. And so,
well, everybody runs for the heavy ammo, so if you set up a defensible position at a lane where you can see the heavy ammo, you don't even really need to get it. You mm-mm. just, you hammer the other team until they drop, and then you go and grab the heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but so, I mean, that only works when you're doing the, what's that mode called?
Oh, the survival, I think. Is that the one where it's just team deathmatch, basically? Where you have X amount of lives, I think it's that one.
Mm-hmm. Is that called survival?
Is that survival? I think so. I think.
I don't know.
Yes.
We're going to call it survival.
If those of you in our chat.
Comments, yeah.
You know what equals, your name is. Those of you in our chat, which are none of you, could you please Google that for me? Thank you.
But that was a lot of fun. And then you and I have been doing a lot of Crucible. Oh, wait, yeah. We're talking about Crimson Days.
No, that's fine to dive into that. Because, yeah, no, I've actually been, like, really enjoying the Crucible. And we've all talked many a times on this show over the episodes that we really do not like the Crucible because we're terrible at it. And I'm really enjoying it. Yeah.
I'm not super great at it, but I love the Crucible.
Well, you've gotten a lot. Like I sent you a message earlier, like, there would be times where I would die, and I'm like, oh, my God, he's surrounded. Anytime with someone random, I just see their name in the distance and go, all right, he's about to die. And I'm like, oh, sorry, Russell, I tried for you. And then you just see, like, a death. Enemy died. Enemy died. Enemy died. I'm okay. And you're like, oh, my God, how did you survive that? So you've gotten
origin
really good at
story,
it.
Origin story, man. Origin yeah. story.
Oh, my God. No, now that we've got it figured out, Nick, like, you've got to jump back in there with us sometime. I think you'd have a great time.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll jump back in there with you on September the 26th.
I believe that is a Tuesday.
The thing that I love is Origin Story has a super long range, so a lot of people don't expect me to be able to hit them from where they're sitting, but I did it hitting a surgical, just kind of like headshot from far away with the Origin Story, and they drop pretty quick in there. And I feel like, because if it were me, I'd be like, how in the world did he hit me? I'm that far away.
Yeah. Well, I think the biggest thing I liked with Crimson Days was definitely from the Dawning, where everything was Eververse. In Crimson Days, you couldn't actually buy a Crimson Engram from Eververse, and it was everything that was in there was all bought with Bright Dust. And then every time you leveled, you got an Illuminated Engram and a Crimson Engram. And then something I didn't find out till later in the week was that the Crimson Engrams was part of the loot pool. So, like, you could just randomly, like, get a Crimson Engram dropping, and you're like, whoa, what? It was just in the loot pool for, like, every activity. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was, like, the crazy, because they didn't have it written anywhere that would happen, but it was part of loot pools. Yeah. And I was like, what? So you were just getting Crimson Engrams, like, left and right and earning everything super fast. Yeah. And then they had that, that checkbox or the checklist where if you unlock something from a Crimson Engram, it would check that off. So you made sure not to get that again until you'd earned everything you could. So that's good.
Oh, I didn't know I did that.
Yeah. So that's good news for the future that they can, you know, they were able to implement that there. So hopefully we can get that in basically any other part of the game, you know? So yeah, I was sad to see that event end.
Oh, I was going to say there was a lot of Reddit. First, John, there's a lot of positive Reddit feedback about Crimson Days, because, you know, I'm a Reddit lurker.
Mm-hmm.
And people were impressed that Bungie just completely dismissed the Eververse. Like, unless I'm mistaken, the Eververse had nothing to do with Crimson Days.
It didn't.
I mean, the only thing, you still had to go there to decrypt the engram, but that was it. That was it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's such a move in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't even buy the engrams. Like, it had to be earned.
Good.
Yeah, that was cool. So
but
I'm excited.
They made it easier to earn them too.
And that's like, huge.
I got a lot of them. I got a lot of them.
So that was Crimson Days. How's Faction Rally been going for you?
I've actually really been enjoying Faction Rallying. I mean, because for those who have listened to the show before, I've never been a real big fan of Faction Rallying. I could kind of take it or leave it. but I've actually had a lot of fun doing it lately. I feel like I don't. I feel like in the past I didn't get a whole lot of tokens for the effort that I would spend, but I feel like, I mean, like the first day I did it, I was on the EDZ, and like after an hour I had 65 tokens. Today I was on Titan, did that for about an hour and a half maybe, and I had 80 something tokens. I mean, so the tokens are dropping like crazy. And I like that because I was able to get the full armor set. And now I'm just working on the ornaments, and cashing more in, just for the fun of it. And it's actually bumped up my level quite a bit. I went from like what 325, and now I'm at no, I think I was 323 yesterday, and I've jumped up to 331 today.
So do you think, is it the token drop rate that got you to change your mind on the faction rally, or do you think it was the ornament system? Like, what about it changed your mind from take it or leave it to really being into it?
Well, I really enjoy the armor set that they had for New Monarchy. I don't know if it's the same one they've always had, because I've never played it on a Warlock before. But I think that the armor set is super cool. I think it's fantastic, actually. And then with the ornaments on top of it looks even better. So I guess so. It's more of a combination of like the armor and the ornaments that just make it something that I want to possess, So that's what's really gotten me into it. And also the fact that I don't feel like I'm spending more time grinding than I am getting a reward. Does that make any sense? Like I feel like I'm getting
Definitely.
rewarded for the amount of time and compensated well. And so it makes me happy. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, I don't mind doing this because I've got 60, 80, after an hour. You know what I mean? So.
So what is your farming technique?
I just hit all the lost sectors. I just go from lost sector to lost sector to lost sector to lost sector to lost sector.
Are you feeling lost?
I am feeling lost.
Let's sector
Although
down these feelings.
I will say trying to find the ones on Titan because I never searched them out before. They were a pain in the butt to find for the first time. Irritated me so bad because I was like, where crap are these things? Because on Earth they're relatively easy to find. They're usually a cave. The marking is usually right there. It's usually pretty easy to find. On Titan, I feel like half of them didn't even have one of those markings on it, and I'm like, freaking A, where is this thing?
Yeah, some of those are kind of
And
hard to find.
there's so much verticality, and they're like on the side of a wall that you have to like jump and land on a platform to get to, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. This is nuts. But once I started to find them, it was fun. And I just, sometimes for some random reason it'd drop like 15, tokens. And I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. And I'm like, okay, I think I got a few. And then I go to check in, and it's like, you have 80. And I'm like, whoa,
Go
jeez.
me.
I had to like blink at it. And I'm like, wait, is that an 8? No, that's gotta be like a 30. No, it was 80.
That's crazy. Yeah, I definitely think that
So.
change from, last faction route, once again, none of us played it because I can't remember why Russ didn't, but the rest of us were, that was when Jake and Nick were moving and I was out there helping them, so we weren't there for that. But,
I think I was playing Assassin's Creed.
that's probably it. But if we remember, last faction rally, they had that thing where they implemented so that people couldn't do the Lost Sector farm, where they put that time limit between when you could do a Lost Sector,
Oh,
and
yeah.
everyone just locked, because it was like 10 minutes or something, right? Where you do a Lost Sector, and then you couldn't do another one for like 10 minutes. And so this time around, they changed it where as long as you kill the boss, you can loot the chest and get tokens. So then you can just farm Lost Sectors without doing the air quotes farm, where you just jump through the door and open the chest because you have to kill a boss for it to unlock the tokens in the
Right.
chest. So
Yeah,
that
that's a
was
much better
smart.
way to do it.
Yeah, the thing
Yeah.
I did yesterday, if you go to the EDZ where the church is, there's the Lost Sector right in the church, and there's one out the door to the right and then one out the door to the left, and so you can just like zip in, zip in, zip in, repeat super fast if you want. That's what I was doing to get my first
Oh,
couple
yeah.
packages handed in for season two. Because I forgot the fact that your how many packages you hand in didn't carry over from season to season. So I went to go to Future War Cult, and I was like, I'm going to buy the missing pieces I don't have, because for some reason I think I'd gotten rid of the Titan Mark. And I was like, well, I've ranked up Future War Cult like a million times, so I can just buy it. And then it was like, you've never been with us ever. And I was like, what are you talking? Oh, right. It reset. Damn it. I got to start over.
Speaking of the different factions, you guys ready to have your minds blown?
I saw this earlier, and it broke my heart. Go for it.
Yeah, I was there over it.
Wait.
Because I want... I pledged Dead Orbit this faction rally, and I've never, like I've always said, I will never, ever be Dead Orbit.
What changed your mind?
I want the pulse rifle.
Oh yeah, you were telling me this yesterday.
Oh, interesting. Is that just in the regular loophole, or is that their winning one?
That's the winning one.
Oh, okay.
So they're probably not going to get it, but you know, whatever.
So what about Dead Orbit that you guys saw?
I pledged. He saw that I pledged Dead Orbit.
Oh! I thought it was something about Dead Orbit. I was like,
oh
what?
No. Yeah, when I logged in last night, when you guys were wrapping up, running all your strikes and stuff, I was looking at people's emblems, and he had the Dead Orbit one, and I died inside and had to go cry in the bathroom. And by cry, I mean puke my guts out for like 3 hours. But you know,
whatever happened? Did you eat something?
I don't know. I don't know if it was food poisoning or if I just had a relapse in the sickness. It was just one end this time, but yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
it was bad.
One end is better than both ends, because you can't have both ends in the toilet at the same time.
Well, Lisa's never been like in the bathroom when I'm puking, you know? And I'm a very, very, very violent puker. And so she was in there this time, and she's like, is that how you do it? And I was like, yeah. She's like, I'm so sorry. Oh, it was bad.
I heard her mimic you.
It's like, you know, any movie where I watch. Okay, so Lord of the Rings.
The Exorcist.
Break the dam, release the river. It was kind of like that.
I'm such a sympathetic puker.
Oh, dude, it was bad. Well, I'm glad. Oh, so I have a really. We're having this conversation now. So I have a really bad. The same way. I have a really bad gag reflex, and I'm a sympathetic puker, too. And I've always been worried that, like, my kids are going to get that. But so my daughter walks in the bathroom while I'm puking, and she's like, Daddy, you're scaring me, and just walks out the room. I'm like, okay, good. She doesn't have that.
I have worked on my sympathetic puking. I've tried to curb it as much as I possibly can. It's the smell. It's the smell that really gets me. Mm-hmm. But I'm like,
it's anything. It's the smell. It's the sound. It's the deep. Heaven forbid I see it.
Mm-hmm.
If I see it, I'm gone.
If I see the preemptive gag face, I'm like, oh, nope. Got to look away from you. This is, yeah. Game
over. This is going to happen.
Game over, man. Game over.
It's like that episode of The Office where Pam is pregnant. She's like, guys, I need you to stop doing this and this thing. And so they don't. And so she's like, so she pukes in the trash can, and the whole office ends up puking. Oh, it's such a funny episode.
Oh, Russ.
Oh, dear.
Beautiful. It's not Family Guy puking, so that's good. I can't watch it. I can't.
I will make it like a couple of minutes. You know, and it's like, oh, funny, funny. And then all of a sudden it very quickly goes from funny to
not gross. Funny.
Do you have a bucket?
I need to turn this off, please.
It would be hard
like,
to
right
get it
now.
To you at the moment.
Right. Well, jumping back into faction rally here.
Oh, okay, funny.
I'm going to shut you down before you make me puke on accident. So, Nick, beautiful, beautiful Nick. I know you've had the biggest kind of go and break here from Destiny. Is the changes that they've done for Faction Rally in Season 2 something that's going to, like... Do you think you're going to see yourself doing it a lot this playing more than usual this week? Or is it just kind of like, I'm going to join it and then see if I get the weapon if they win? Where are you sitting right now?
So, like, the Season 2 change with the... it's a good question. seeing the change implemented with season two with oh my god, what is it called? The tokens, and you can like buy things specifically. That's wonderful. I like that. But then the ornaments, the different ornaments, because I collected, like, my goal for season two was my warlock to get my warlock ready for Gods of Mars, because we know we're going to be in the ice caps of Mars. So I wanted my warlock to be all, because this is immersion for me, like, I wanted my warlock to look as if he was ready to traverse in an Arctic climate.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
And so I got the Vanguard warlock armor set with the ornaments. So it looks very, very, very suited for cold weather. And then I put a white shader on it, so it looks really, like, it looks really good.
It looked
Like my
fantastic.
favorite armor set I've ever had in a Destiny game. And the ornament then on the chest piece, like, it makes the jacket look a ton more detailed. But then there's like a walkie-talkie clip to the front, there's a glow stick clip to the front that changes color depending on the shader that you're using. And then I got my I got, what's it called? I can't remember what it's called. It might be called Dead of Winter. It's probably not, though. But it's the exotic weapon or exotic armor ornament for my Winter's Guile hands, my exotic hands that let me bitch slap bosses and one shot them if I can melee things for long enough. And the ornament puts like this big ice chunk on my right hand, and it used to just be this like ornate metal fixture, and now it's like this big chunk of ice. So look, that was my goal for season two, just that, because I knew once Curse of Osiris came out and everyone kind of had that moment of realization, like, oh, that was all it was. I realized like, that's going to keep me that long. So what do I want? Well, that's what I wanted. I have all the exotics. So I was like, okay, I think nothing really else to do. None of the dead orbit items, the armor pieces, or anything I would want. The ornaments, not interested. The pulse rifle, interested. The shaders, interested. Would I be playing more if I didn't have Monster Hunter going, play me, play me? Yes, I would. But Monster Hunter is presently seducing me with its siren song.
Oh, definitely. Well, and that's,
Just
I
like you
think.
seduce me.
Oh. Oh. Thank God Jake isn't on this episode.
Who said Jake doesn't seduce me too?
Oh.
I don't, we've already established I nail guys, apparently, so.
Yeah. Sounds like you need to take a trip to Pound Town.
Mom.
Welcome to Just Some Guardians After Dark.
At least we're not talking about docking this episode.
So I
Well,
really
that
like that
wasn't in
ship
an
that's super
episode.
pointy in the front when it just docks in. Oh, God.
Brett, do you know what docking is?
Yes.
Are you sure?
For those of you who do not know, please Google, because I will not be describing
No, please don't Google. Only if you're over 18, Google.
it. Google image
Sure.
search is not required, nor is it recommended.
I mean, unless that's your thing, then, you
Like,
know.
yeah, you know, I mean, if you're super curious, like, you understand the premise, like, go for it. But if you honestly, yeah, let's just move on.
Yeah, I think
Anyway, what just happened?
we
Where are we? Hey guys, welcome back to Just Some Guardians, episode 13. Kind of blacked out there for a second. Woo! Well, we were discussing things about the game by this indie developer, and yeah, life is
Right.
moving on. So there we go. Well, let's jump over into this week at Bungie and see
Let's
what the
do it.
good what the good people of this indie game had to say. So, the big thing with the TWAB this week is the updated developer development roadmap. We went over the one they just launched a couple weeks ago, And a few things have been moved around, a few things have been actually taken out, and then a few things have been added since then. So we will spend most of this episode going over that. So, coming on the 27th, before we had Nightfall scoring and high score tracking coming in, fire team members on the destination map was coming, PC public chat, and the updates to the companion shader app. To the companion apps that you could change your shaders and your mods and stuff on your character from your phone. Before on that list was the mod system 2.0 and the Nightfall specific loot that has now been pushed off until a later date. I think they have those now as a flex goal for March 27th. So a whole nother month till we get those, hopefully. I'm not happy about that, but you know.
Yeah.
As long as it happens. Go ahead, dude.
If the strike specific loot launches with Gods of Mars, that's huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I could see that happening too, is just putting all the really big features as a pushing point for season 3.
At the same time, yeah. I can see backlash because those are things that could have been prioritized, but instead they chose to use them as a lure to come back to an expansion.
Yeah, definitely. I think now, if they hadn't already come out and said, we want to do these earlier, and just immediately said, we're going to have these for Season 3, I think that would have been the better option.
Yeah.
But, so now we're going to get, and this is on the 27th, so I think that's this coming week, right? Yeah.
Eventually.
So we are getting the Nightfall scoring and high score tracking still. And then the fire team members on destination map, PC public chat, the companion app stuff. The prestige Nightfall challenge cards is a goal. We'll see if that happens. And then they added in, we're getting a bunch of emblem variants for Destinations, Crucible, and the Nightfall. So that got snuck in there.
Which is like variants on the emblems that we already have.
Well, I guess that's further down. We'll go over that in a second. But yeah, so I guess they're changing some of the emblems we have and then adding new emblems for Destinations, the Crucible, Nightfall, etc.
Can we be real for a second,
though? Absolutely.
Nobody asked for that.
Mm-mm. No, I'll agree to that.
Nope, nobody... Give me shaders that aren't consumable.
You know what? I would prefer like legendary shaders. Like you get so many shaders, you can convert those into something that's super unique or something like that. You know, kind of like you can do with the mods. Instead of just, I have a whole bunch of shaders that I'm never going to use that just junk up my.
Oh yeah, my Postmaster is just full of crap shaders in my. My ever filling up vault is just full of crap shaders too that are, I would delete, but the stacks are too high for me to sit there and want to delete. Yeah, no, I'm with you 100%.
It's funny because Jake was just talking last night about the fact that he has so many shaders. Like it'd be neat. Okay, maybe what if they came in and this would suck doing it. So I might eat my words. But what if once you got, like. Know 99 of a specific shader, then you could convert it into a permanent.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, well, because I know at some point, and this hasn't been brought up since, at some point in a TWAB, I think it was like a month ago, they brought up that they want to redo the shader system as kind of like a mix between what they have now and what they used to have, and we haven't heard anything since. So that'd be sweet if like something like that happened, or maybe they make it where, you know, in D1, you unlock shaders by doing things, and you could change that for your armor, and maybe just shaders that you use for your guns and sparrows and ships and everything are the stackable ones we have now. So then you're not needing to hold on to as many, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I would like to see is if, like, so what would be kind of cool is if, you know, you got so many of a specific shader that it, you know, gave you some kind of specific, I don't know, like an aura, like wings, or like a halo, or, you know, like you permanently look like you do when you've got the sunburst super going or something like that. I think that
Yeah.
would be awesome. You know, just
Those
that little.
things like
Go ahead.
that are perfect for the Eververse.
Yeah,
Yeah.
super flashy, big extra things, yeah.
Like, yeah, sure, give me solar wings that come out every time I glide.
Yeah. Yeah,
Put
that'd be
that in the
cool.
Eververse. Not
Oh,
none of the
definitely.
rest.
Ugh. Blech. But yeah, so that's what we're getting for February
That.
27th. I'm going to go through the whole development roadmap update, and then we'll go down into what the whole rest of the top is basically what they're doing with the emblems. So we didn't ask for it. I would have rathered some other things, but it is still kind of a cool extra thing. So, you know, there's that. So March 27th, it is still scheduled to get that weapon ability sandbox change. And that looks like it could be good. I've been hearing a lot of talk all over the interwebs of a lot of testing and cool things happening. So hopefully that's not just talk. And when it actually comes out, it actually is something super spectacular, not just hand cannons do extra damage now and pulse rifles shoot a little better and that's it, you know. I'm hoping for
I
some
doubt it.
crazy
I
stuff
doubt
to
it'll
happen.
just be that.
Yeah. So then we're getting the heroic strike modifiers. Boom. Iron Banner 6v6 is still on the list. This got added
Ooh,
in
nice.
weekly Crucible playlist for Mayhem and Rumble. I think those two might be on rotate week to week is what that sounds like. So an extra thing to do in the Crucible.
This is the roadmap, right?
Correct. So
So
this
this is the
stuff right
stuff
now
we
is
really
March
don't know if.
27th.
Oh, March 27th, okay.
Yeah. And again, this could happen, this could not happen, like we've seen with this latest one. Stuff could be pushed
Right.
back, stuff could be added. Who knows, but this is the goals. So yeah. Weekly Crucible playlist, Mayhem Rumble, the Crucible ammo and gameplay tuning that they've talked about where they're adding more power ammo where it respawns quicker. Changing some of the game modes to move quicker and be shorter and such nonsense as oh, we were talking earlier today about how, you know, the maps just go around where the power ammo is, and now it's just going to be more of that. Like, oh.
Well, I think I honestly think, and we've talked about this before, I think the introduction of a quicker what's the word I'm looking for? A quicker spawn time for the power ammo is a good idea because it evens things out. Because right now you have one person who ends up with power ammo, so that team automatically has a severe advantage over the other team. And so it lends to, you know, more of the game revolves around the power ammo. I think with the quicker respawn time, it's not going to be that way because, you know, depending on how quick it comes, it'll even things out a lot more. So it won't, one team won't have a clear advantage unless they manage to get the power ammo the second time. Otherwise, you know, then it's anybody's game because then you might have a couple of people running around with a sword instead of just one hunter with quick fang. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hope that's how. Well, oh, I forgot the big thing with that is that they'll be adding in when someone picks up power, and if you kill them, they drop the power. I forgot about that, so that'll add a lot to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no,
But
that's a
yeah,
big thing.
hopefully it works out the way you're saying. I'm just really scared that it's just going to be a team can just hold the power spot and just all their whole team ends up with rockets, and it's just over.
I mean that certainly could happen, but
That's
I
true.
mean
But
I'm hoping.
I like
Like
how
I
you
mean, like you
describe it
said
for
that.
sure. I could see that being good.
I'm hoping that'll be the case. I mean, certainly you'll probably end up with some rounds in the Crucible where it's one team continuously getting it, but you know, I mean that's kind of the risk of the Crucible anyway. I mean that's the same thing that's happening now.
Yeah. Well, I hope they
You know,
add more
especially.
spots where it can spawn too. So instead of just being one
Oh, I'm sure
spot
they
that just
will.
loads, it'll be like at the beginning of a match, like two are opening. So you have both teams could theoretically start the game with power. You know what I mean?
Well, and one of the things that I think they might consider too is maybe doing a rotating spawn. So, you know, a random
Oh,
or a
I like
random
that.
spawn
Yeah.
for the power ammo so it's not in the same place every time.
That would be
But
nice. Yeah, definitely.
I mean it does kind of focus the action, which may be the intention of having the power ammo spawn in the same spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It focuses
well, sure
things,
it is.
and it makes those modes move a little bit quicker because of that.
Oh, definitely. The next thing on here is, and this is one we've been talking about a lot, the Crucible Quitter Penalty is on the list for, and we still have, they've yes. still not mentioned anything about what they think that might look like. All we know is the words Crucible Quitter and Penalties. So we've been running into a lot of games where people leave the second it starts looking bad, and it just gets kind of like, bare. Yeah. Like immediately you're like, well, it just started. Why are you leaving?
Yeah.
I think it should lock them from being able to go into the Crucible for a certain amount of time.
Yeah, I think that's how they did it. I believe that's how they did it in Halo. I believe. Don't quote me on that.
That's a good thing.
But I think that's the best way to do it. Or just like if you quit three times, it uninstalls your game. I don't know, or deletes your character. Like, you know.
I think that might be a little extreme.
Nothing too far fetched, obviously, but
you lose your most powerful exotic.
Right. You know, it hacks your bank account and steals your identity. And
sounds like good things to
me. Better have better sportsmanship next time, bucko.
It drives me crazy. And I can just imagine when they start, because they're still talking about doing the kind of, what's it called? Leaderboards thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they're still talking about doing that.
Yeah, I can only imagine that getting worse. So they need to institute that quitting penalty before they start the leaderboards.
Well, and like when we were talking about the last Iron Banner, like every match, literally every match that I played, my entire team would leave right away, or I'd join one where like there's one other person, or there'd be like two people versus two people. It was just people quitting everywhere, every match. And I'm like, oh, come on. Why?
Because they hate you.
I know.
I do understand rage quitting, though. I really do.
Oh, no, for sure.
There are those days where I'll log in to play, you know, even Overwatch. And, like, just the universe is out to make my life unenjoyable in the worst way. And so I'm just like, I can't do this. I really can't. I can't. I'm done. You know, it's not that I just rage quit and I queue up again. I should shut the PS4 off. I'm done.
Unplug. I'm done. Well, I think there's a difference between, and this is a big thing I think is what's happening, that why they need to do the Crucible Quitter, is there's a difference between rage quitting and just going, oh, my team's not winning immediately. I'm going to quit, re-queue, and hopefully get in a winning group so I can get more tokens. And that's what's happening. Is everyone just in the first minute, like 30 seconds of the game, if they're not winning, boom, they're out. It's not rage quit. It's just, boom, I'm done. I'm loading into one. Hopefully I can win so I can get more tokens. And I'm like, just play.
We need to coin a phrase for that.
Ooh, what do you want to call it?
Dockers.
Dockers.
Wait, is that, what did you say, Russell?
He said dockers.
I said suckers.
Oh, I thought you said dockers.
I heard fuckers. I was like, is Lindsay not home?
No, Lindsay would kill me.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
She would have stuck her head out and been like, oh, Russell, you're grounded.
You're good, you're right. The next thing on the list is repeat Crucible map and strike protections. You don't get the same map over and over in the same. You don't do Savathun's Song a million times a night. So hopefully that'll happen.
But I like,
you know, I don't mind that.
Yeah.
I actually don't mind playing the same map a bunch of times, because especially it gets you more familiar with the maps. I don't mind it too much, because it changes enough from play to play that, to me, the map. Huh? Liar.
The big one for me is the strike protection, because I get tired. Like, I seriously will do like four strikes in a row, and I'll do three of them are the same one, and I'm just like,
oh,
come
strikes.
On.
I thought we were still talking about Crucible.
Well, they were part of the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
they're the same bullet
points. I wasn't just imagining things.
No. Yeah, I was just saying my favorite part of that half was the strike part, because I get tired of that.
I would agree with that, because strikes, doing the same strike over and over is annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you two just raining on the parade of everybody in the world?
Absolutely, trickle trickle. So the next three things for March 27th are flex goals and could
Good
happen or
ball.
could not happen. So the exotic repetition reduction could happen,
Gosh,
it could
please.
not happen.
Gosh,
So I stopped getting the
please.
Helm of Saint 14 seven times in a row. This is kind of part of what you just talked about earlier, Nick, where they probably will push it back till season three launches. The Nightfall Strike Unique Rewards is once again in the maybe will happen list for March 27th. So that could happen or it could be pushed back again. But I did feel kind of good with that because I saw a tweet the other day where they were talking about why they were pushing it back and that they were trying to make the rewards cool. And they specifically said the art team is working really hard to make them cool. So I'm
I'm
hoping
all right
that
with
means
that.
they're not just reskins and it's actually brand new looking stuff. Then I would be okay for them pushing it back if it's actually really cool new looking stuff. Because that's what we need badly.
Yes, I would agree with that.
There's
I
a
mean, there's cool
there's
looking
an Iron
stuff.
Banner
I
auto
want
rifle that looks like
more cool
Origin
looking
Story.
stuff.
There's a bunch of blue rifles. There's a bunch of legendary rifles that look like Origin Story. The Future War Colt auto rifle looks like Origin. Like there's that model of auto rifle has like nine different guns in the game alone.
Yeah, that's for
It
reals.
gets tiring.
There are a lot of similar models, and especially among the legendaries, where I would like to see something different.
Well, there's a lot of blues that look really cool and different. I'm like, just repeat blues into legendaries instead of repeating all the legendaries. Because you get the
Yeah.
blues, and then you just start deleting them at a certain point. And so I don't even know what some of them look like anymore. And I'm like, throw those in there. I'm fine. Repeat those ones.
Yeah.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes. Potatoes, potatoes. Frittatas. So. The update for when season three launches, which says May, still no date, is the Eater of Worlds Prestige mode. The seasonal Crucible rankings will start then. Private matches. The vault space increase in May.
Nice.
The multi-emote wheel. Exotic masterworks.
Oh, yes.
I am excited for that.
Oh.
Seasonal vendor progression. Faction rally improvements, whatever that could possibly mean. I'm excited to hear more about that at some point in the near future. And exotic weapon armor sandbox changes. So, the weapon ability sandbox change for next month is just legendaries and blues and all that stuff, and your abilities.
Right.
So, season three is when we're getting the exotic weapon armor updates. So, don't expect next month to have your exotics feel exotic-er. That's not till March or till May. So.
Good
Till
things come
okay.
to those who wait.
I
At least
guess.
that's what my mom always told me.
I know, I know. So hopefully, it's a lot of, I mean, it's a lot of really small stuff happening, but it all adds up. So hopefully at some point we're where we want to be, But I mean, I've been enjoying playing it. Like you dove back in and it's gotten the last couple weeks, I've been like really back into it and it's been kind of, it's, I think it was good to take a break and then come back into it. There's no way. Some people that have been playing this nonstop since it launched, good on you. I don't know how you do it. But I have to say, coming back from a break, I'm having a great time. But once again, at some point, I'll
Oh,
probably
yeah.
hit that wall again and need a break and then come back into it hard again. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's, I mean, it's a
Well, I
game,
mean, it's a fun game. It has a high replayability, but it doesn't have infinite replayability, you know what I mean?
That's a really
But
good
I
point.
think
I like that.
people forget, everything in moderation.
Yeah.
And
Oh, yeah.
if you limit yourself to playing one video game, then you're seriously handicapping yourself when it comes to enjoying what the hobby can offer. And I
Yeah.
guess I'm using the word hobby specifically because, Bungie specifically used the word hobby when they said, that they were going to try and redirect the development strategy for Destiny 2 to reflect those gamers that want Destiny 2 to be their hobby.
Right.
And it's like, okay, yeah, that's fine.
But what if
But
it's your
if you're only,
life?
well, if you're only playing one game, like, come on, you're missing
Well,
out.
yeah, especially right there are so many good games out there right now.
There
Competition
are.
breeds better games. And so as long
Yep,
as there's
that's
more and
only
more better
game.
games coming out, like games are going
The
to get,
only
I
game
think,
worth
go ahead.
playing right now is Pong. Okay?
Definitely.
I don't care what anyone
Dude,
says.
unlimited replayability on Pong. I agree completely,
Gotcha.
wholeheartedly, hands down, 10 out of
Is
10.
this a bit?
No, this is Pong, okay?
You're Pong.
Jesus. Jesus. I am, I do, I once again I'd like to mention I really like the development roadmap setup and I want to see more. I can't wait till when we get to season 3 what the roadmap from there looks like for the next couple months and see what other things they can come with to add to the game. And hopefully by then we start getting the bigger stuff and not just the small little changes here or there to little not minor things. We start getting the big things that people want. So,
Here is the thing that I like and don't like about the roadmap.
bring
I
it.
like that they're giving us an idea of the things that they're working on. I also foresee that the roadmap can be used as a, oh, we're working on it kind of thing. Oh, we're working on it. Yeah, no, that's on our list. And then, it just keeps getting put off. You know what I
Well,
mean?
that's exactly what it is. They came out and said, because for the longest time their mentality was, we're not going to tell you something until it's absolute, so that
Right.
nothing can ever come back to being, well, you said you were going to do this, and then they realized that that was a terrible idea, because that's why most of the community like cut off, because they're like, well, you guys aren't working anything, and so this is part of their whole new like super open communication, is to just. And I think the first time they brought out the roadmap, they said that in advance, like, this is, we want to just let everyone know what we're working on, why we're working on it, and our goals, and then hopefully people understand that if it happens, it happens. If not, it's not. But
Well,
that can go either way still.
Well, and that's kind of my thing. I mean, maybe it's just the conspiracy theory theorist in me that's like, it's a great thing, but also it can be used for evil because it's like, oh yeah, these are the things we're working on, but then, those things never show up or whatever. It still makes them look good because they're like, oh, we're being transparent, we're showing you all this stuff. But then, you know what I mean?
Oh no, if we start seeing like that Nightfall Strike and Nuke Rewards like continuously pushed back and back and back and back. Oh, I'm with you 100%. Oh yeah. And I think 'cause since this we're still in like the first, I mean, the first part of the roadmap's the only part that's actually been deployed, which was the one with Masterworks, you know. So, like, you know, we're still at the beginning, and I think if we get more stuff as it goes, we can make it positive. But, like, if you said, as we go, stuff continuously gets pushed back and back and back, we can all go, all right, guys, listen, not working. Let's figure something out. So, let's move down here in the. Oh, no. Did you have something you want to talk about the development roadmap there, Nick? I'm sorry. Go
No,
for it.
it's fine. I was letting you guys just kind of go there. The development roadmap was something that they did when Destiny 1 started squandering, or not squandering, but floundering. And they did kind of a little roadmap. And them doing it again this time around, after so long of that not having been their business model there, it was direct request, from the player base. The player base is like, you need to communicate. We need roadmaps. Well, here they are. And if it does end up getting used for the same thing, like if nothing comes of it, like we're expecting, then it's no one's fault but the community's. And that sounds terrible, but it is what it is.
Well, I mean, with that point, honestly, like a lot of the problems we have now are because of the community, if you think about it, you know. There was a lot of I mean, there was a lot of decisions made coming from D1 to D2 that the developer made that were wrong, but there were quite a few choices that were because the community was
The
screaming for this
community
or this
asked
or
for
this
it.
or this. Yeah. Whereas, we want this, we want this, we want this, we want this. And so they went, okay, well, we're going to make that happen. And everyone went, whoa, Bungie, you're an evil man. How are you doing that? We want this and this and this instead, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Or they prioritized those things that were asked for over the things that they had already improved upon. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or
And
they
then
just went
everybody's like,
way
oh,
too
but you had
far.
already done this. And it's like, well, it's a new game. You have to write new software for it.
Yeah.
You know? It's not like
But
you
it's
can
also
just take that and port it over from Destiny 1.
proof positive that the customer's not always right.
Def
I
that's
hate to
huge,
break it to you,
definitely.
consumerist America. I hate to break it to you.
The customer is usually wrong. Yeah.
Customer is always wrong.
You know what's really funny is that that's coming from a post worker. It just, I
Well,
don't know why that gives me
seriously,
such a tickle.
no, that's absolutely true. The customer is always wrong.
Oh.
If I have one more
If
person
ever
come
we're.
up to me and they're like, yeah, you're UPS, right? And you're like, no,
No.
I'm not. Or they'll be like, hey, this package was said delivered. It's not. What the hell? Let me look at that. Oh, that's FedEx. Not even close to me. Have a nice day, moron. Happens like 100 times a day. People are yelling. They don't just approach and talk. They start the conversation by yelling at you about being an idiot and a moron and delivering the package to the wrong house. And you go, oh, sorry. See that truck down the street over there? Yeah, it's that guy. Thank
Their
you.
problem.
Yep. Oh. Ugh.
Oh,
Yep.
Brett, tell me how you really feel.
So, listen, I'm just kidding. But yeah, no. So the road being super communicative can be good. It can be bad. Having a very passionate player base can be good, can be bad. I think that's kind of where we're at right now. We're still teetering which way that could go. But so let's push further into the TWAB where they start discussing what they're doing with the thing that we didn't know was happening, which was the emblems.
Surprise.
Right. Well, so they have decided, and I mean, I do love emblems, but they've decided that emblems are extremely important and people want them badly and want to brag. So they're updating a bunch of emblems so that you can do such things as collect more and brag. So, such things as the Victorious Veteran emblem. This one I actually kind of dig. Displays your lifetime crucible kills. And how many guardians of each class you've defeated?
Okay, so it's
That's
more
kind of
than just
fun.
like the icon. This is more like emblems that tell you things.
Yeah. So actual like,
Okay.
I think that's
That I can get behind.
Crucible Emblem. I think that was the variance part, was that it actually tells you things. So like the actual emblem is like the crucible symbol, all red with the peacocks or whatever the hell it's supposed to be on it, you know, blah 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 blah. So under your power
Believe.
level is how many kills you have, and I'd assume how they have it pictured is when you actually scroll over the emblem, it'll do a drop down, it'll show you lifetime crucible kills, how many hunters they've defeated, titans they've defeated, warlocks they've defeated.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Secondly, they're collapsing auras into emblems and removing them as standalone items.
What the
This
heck is
means
an
that it
aura? I don't think I've ever had an aura.
So if you went
You
like
do the
flawless in
prestige nightfall.
trials, yeah, flawless in trials, prestige nightfall, prestige raid. Have you ever seen those guys running around the tower that have like the blue bar over their head?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, those.
Oh.
Sorry,
That
Nick,
means
I
they
didn't hear
want.
you start explaining that. I'm sorry, bud.
No, you're fine. I turned my mic down so you guys can't hear my controller because I'm farming stuff in Monster Hunter.
I
Because I'm a
appreciate, but it's
Monster
also
Hunter.
hard to hear you. We'll have to plug in
I hunt
your
monsters.
fancy microphone one of these weeks. See how that works.
I have a fancy microphone.
Yes. It has a bow on it and it has a mustache and a monocle, so it's very fancy.
Oh yeah, no. My Yeti. I'll have to plug it down. Oh, you're using the Yeti now.
That's what
Cool.
I'm using, so.
Wait, I thought Yeti was a type of cup.
Second, we're collapsing auras into emblems and removing them as standalone items. This means that existing raids, trials, and the new Nightfall emblems will provide the existing aura effect to players, and future emblems can also roll out new effects. So,
So that
different
means
kinds
that
of
the aura
auras.
will be permanent rather than something that's
Correct. That's what it
ephemeral.
sounds like.
I used the word ephemeral today. I am happy.
Right? These auras are conditional. For example, you still have to go flawless orders to or do a prestige clear to activate them. Okay. So the emblem is permanent, but to actually have the aura, you have to go do the activity that week.
Oh, okay.
Some of these auras will also come with fire team bonuses. Oh, that's cool. So when they see that aura over you, they know who's giving them that benefit. Interesting. Okay, I'd like to hear more about what that could do. Huh. So the one they have pictured here is Glory of the Emperor. Tracks the number of times you've cleared the Leviathan Raid and Raid Lairs on Prestige difficulty. Applies an orange crown aura. So that's kind of cool. I really want to hear more about what kind of fireteam bonuses these will give you. That's really cool. I like that.
I think they're hitting on something with the fireteam bonuses. I think that
That's huge.
Something that a lot of people care about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good idea for them to really kind of start hitting on those things, you know?
I hope with going back to the last one, I hope they add like PvE ones too, because I want to see I want a list of all the different alien races and how many of each I've killed. I would love that. I like the PvP one, but I'd love a PvE one that was I've killed 3,000 more Vex than I have Cabal or something, you know?
No.
I just got the
shut down.
I just got the ornament for the gloves for New Monarchy.
Hey, look at you go. Lastly, they're introducing variants to some emblems. If an emblem indicates high achievement and lots of players use it, we didn't want that to mean that everyone looks the same, but we still want achievement emblems to be recognizable as such. Variants are being introduced to allow visible achievement without losing the recognizable identity of the emblem. Some variants are unlocked via conditions. The new Crucible Kills emblem unlocks some fun class foe variations after you down 1,000 guardians of that class. Guys! This is what happens when you don't read the whole thing in detail and earlier because you were pooping.
Thanks for sharing that.
So everyone will get the emblem for so you'll have your base Crucible emblem, and then if you get 1,000 kills on a certain class, the emblem itself will change to that class emblem, and it'll track that,
so it'll say Titan foe or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, so it'll be like having a title without having a title. So everyone has the same emblem, but depending on your play style or how many of certain things you've killed, your emblem will look slightly different and be called something different and show a different stat.
So that's the variant part.
That's the variant part.
So it's taking
part.
The existing emblems and giving you variations that you can develop on your own based upon those.
Exactly.
Your playstyle or whatever.
Others are drops from sources like destination chests, kahests, or nightfalls. And some of these might be quite rare. Ooh.
You had me at rarity.
Ooh. So we have a picture down below of, so for example, the Nightfall emblem, where it'll track your personal best. This is when we all knew was coming, but your personal best time for your Nightfall just for the Pyramidian, and then you'll have one for Twisted or the Inverted Spire, Arms Dealer, all that stuff. So specific emblems for each individual Nightfall with your personal best, and it'll show you what your threshold is, what your Purple Crown Aura will be. And are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
So something we just asked about earlier is on the emblem here. So those that have the Nightfall emblem applies a Purple Crown Aura, increases Vanguard token drops for you and your fire team in this strike. So if you earn the Nightfall Aura, when you run stuff, strikes and such with other people, it'll increase their Vanguard token drops. So that's kind of cool.
So here's the question, though. Is it based on which strike is the Nightfall?
So, the Nightfall aura will stay the same, but the emblem itself will be dependent on which Nightfall it is.
Right. That's what I was getting at, the emblem. So you have to have... Wow, okay. All right.
So I guess each week you'll go, oh, it's this one. I'm going to switch to this emblem so everyone can see what my best time is on it. That sounds like a lot of work, but if you're into that, I guess you're into that.
Well, I mean, it's not just to see the best time, but it's also to It's not just to see the best time, but it's also to provide the bonus.
Well, I think the bonus just comes from the aura, not from the actual emblem.
Yes.
Sounds like the bonus comes from the emblem.
It said the aura.
It said earlier that the aura is what gives you the bonus. So, you, sir, are a mortal. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa. Things are getting heated up in here.
I want that to be clipped so that when I'm wrong, it's awesome.
You want to be clipped?
I want to be clipped.
I mean, if you're into that.
whatever. Unikey, snip, snip. Anyway.
Papu are they taking the root of the
stem?
Brad understood that reference.
I did understand that reference. I'm trying not to do a invasion laugh for the podcast because that'd be awful.
Yeah, Taco Bell. Shit can only mean one thing. Invasion.
Oh, gosh, I remember that.
I still have that on my computer. It's so bad. I'm sorry for everyone that laughed. So, because... I am that kind of person, and since this is hilarious that's happening this episode, I would like to read a paragraph.
Read it.
And this is for you, Nick.
What?
This is for you, okay? I'm fully prepared for what's about to happen. An example that ties this all together are the new Nightfall emblems, obtained by completing specific Nightfall strikes. These emblems display your highest personal score in that Nightfall. In the future, we hope to display your clan's highest score, too. These emblems have several variants, each, which drop from that specific Nightfall, but in some cases only above certain score thresholds. We expect some to be quite rare. And finally, these emblems enable the Purple Nightfall aura, as well as a fire team bonus to Vanguard token drops, but only if your personal high score is above a par score. That will start off at a value selected from internal playtests, but we plan to adjust it based on your, the community's, posted scores each time a Nightfall comes around. So
I was right, bitches.
You were right. There you go. I will admit that right here. Five minutes after I called you a moron. Look at that.
I refuse to accept this.
Wait, you called me a moron?
No. You crazy person. I called you a Morbon, which is an alien from some hit 80s show who were
he
very
you an
sexual.
Idiot savant is what he really called you.
Yeah, yes.
Hey, that's okay. I'll be an idiot savant.
So yeah, I was wrong. There you go. Savant. There we go. Now we know things. Look at us go. Learning as we go. So that was really the whole twab. At the bottom, we have the movie of the week, which is the first time I've actually been interested in the movie of the week. It was a Crimson Days video called First We Dance, Then We Fight, a Crimson Montage, and it was actually hilarious.
A Crimson Montage?
A Crimson Montage. So it's done.
Period puns.
It's done as a silent movie. So I want you to imagine Destiny, Rocky, and a silent movie all mixed together, and that's what this video is.
Oh, like the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
No, like Rocky Balboa.
Oh. Rocky Horror Picture Show would be more funny.
It's actually hilarious. If you haven't watched it, you should watch it.
Yeah, watch it and shut up.
An honorable mention is from
you
Crimson Days as well.
Your face shut up.
Let's see here. Go
mom,
to
shut up.
Mute. Russell. Mute. Nick.
Know,
all right,
I
we're
like
good.
Your mom. Whatever. This is why people actually tune in to listen to us.
Because we hate each other? Absolutely.
Wait, people
probably
tune in and listen?
Our India listeners, remember?
We got a couple in Australia, didn't we?
We actually have a big growing in Australia all of a sudden.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a big growing in
Australia. How many people do we have? We'll talk about those after, though.
Yeah, we'll talk
we'll
about
go this. Over this at the end of the show.
Right. Next honorable mention is another Crimson Days video of Grenades and Fists Only, where these two titans went in and only used Fighting Lion and Bubble Shields. And they're crying, laughing, and it's a great video. You should watch it. The last one, I didn't really like it. It's just Run from Acherius, which is that shotgun that one-shots everybody and is insane. And it's just a montage of him killing people with it. And I was like,
You sound bitter.
It's all right. But yeah, so that's the end of this week at Bungie. There we go.
Ooh.
Anything overviewy we want to discuss from that? I think we covered most everything individually, but anything as a whole. Yeah. Do you like? I talked with Russell on the last episode about how he likes where the TWABs have been, where they've been super open and discussion-y. I don't think I've asked you yet, Nick, how you like the new direction the TWAB has been, where it's not just here's the event. Here's what's going on. Have a nice day. It's like open conversation, in depth, how they're explaining like why they want to do things, how they're going to do things with pictures and everything. How do you like it?
Adequate compensation for the situation they found themselves in.
I think that's a really good way to word it. Holy crap. I like that. Keep going, please.
What? It's an adequate compensation.
No, like that was awesome. I liked that.
They've changed their communication model, not just so like imagine. I don't know. Do you follow Deej on Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know how Deej will be like, you know, when there's a big blog post or like the TWAB, because I'm a TWAB guy, not a TWAB guy, a TWAB. Excuse me. When there's a big blog coming or a big blog post, he'll keep people updated as the day as the day before and the day of goes on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, we just got through a meeting, you know, people proofreading. So it's like it's not just something where there's there's the PR guy and he's just kind of, you know, typing out what he knows and running.
Mm-hmm.
No, the fact that they're doing this the way that they're doing it means that their entire design team, the PR team, and the executives all have this meeting, whether it's a teleconference, a web conference, or like in person, every week, to put out an update of that magnitude. And so I personally think that's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's like I said, it is an adequate compensation for the situation that they created for themselves. It's not just one of those moments where, you know, oh shoot, I pissed off a customer and now I have to bend over backwards to make them feel better. No, I pissed off an industry of consumers. And now I need to change my practices to make it better. Like, it's not just changing, you know, a blog post. It's changing their entire structure for how they would have done this and how they're going to do this going forward. So, you know, it's not just a blog post. It's a PR statement from a company, a corporation, with shareholders and with a you know, a mommy or a daddy corporation that's gonna be like, did you give me my money?
Yeah, that's for reals.
Yeah, no, that's really good.
So, and it's a colossal shift. And so,
yeah,
I'll state it again. It is an adequate compensation for the situation that they created.
Mm-hmm.
They being whomever, it's capital T they, but like, I don't know if this came from Bungie, if this came, like, if the shift that caused this, you know, originated with Bungie proper, or if it originated with Activision, or if it originated with Luke Smith's smug fucking face. Sorry.
Wow.
Oh, that got extreme.
Wow. All right. There's some pent-up feelings here.
No, I'm sorry. Luke Smith delivered a half-baked, like, it's the chicken is fucking raw game. And has left the rest of his colleagues to fix it. Like
That's valid.
that's wrong. Come on. And now people like Christopher Barrett have to, you know,
Tape
fix
it all
it.
back together, yeah. Well,
Finish cooking the
here's my
chicken.
game. Sell some units. I'm feeling good. Peace.
Right. It's like, dude, your game wasn't finished. Whatever. Anyway, he's a tit. And he looks like Josh Gad.
I love you so much. That's awesome.
What he is, you
Oh,
can't
you're
say I'm
amazing.
wrong.
No, I can't. I can't. That's awesome.
We never could, Nick.
No, ever. Even when we tried to earlier, we proved that you were right all along. So there you go. Yeah.
I still think that that was rigged.
Like the election?
It was Russia.
Russia. Did you, by the way, did you hear the update on the TWAB-THWAB situation for
No.
DCP? So they have finally come to an agreement that if it is a positive TWAB, they will call it TWAB on the show. If they do not think it is very good that week, they will call it a THWAB in unison. So they've come to an agreement. So THWAB is now for the negative TWAB, and TWAB is for the positive TWAB.
No more
There was a whole
shenanigans.
lot of
Wow.
twabbing in that sentence.
There was. It was a TWABulistic sentence. So to answer, we're obviously wrapping up here. So to answer your question from earlier, Russ, 10% of our total listeners are from Australia.
Well, how many total downloads is that?
So we're going to give ourselves away right now because we're still tiny. But
Don't do it.
we
Don't
have
do it.
4,762,469 total downloads.
I told you
I
not to
did
do it.
not.
I did it. We are bigger than any podcast has ever been in the history of podcasting.
I mean, bigger isn't. Yes, I'm a fat ass.
The
Whatever, Nick. I've seen pictures of you and you're
leader of
hiking
North
this.
Korea could start a podcast and
Hey,
make all of his
dude.
civilians listen to it, and we'd still be bigger.
My
That's all I'm saying.
legs and butt look so good in those pictures.
Not the first thing I paid attention to, but I'll
No,
take your
you
word
know it
for it.
was.
But something I will be say that's exciting. So, our first episode of the year, which is when they did the first TWAB of the new year, you know, where it was like that really big, important, like breaker, you know, hit or break TWAB, was our biggest episode we've done. And
Oh,
last
really?
week's is actually moving up the list like super fast. So that was exciting.
It's all because of I let my wife wax my
My
tire.
butthole.
That too.
I am the very model of a modern Major General.
Did you like the title of it? Modern Marvel General?
Oh,
Huh?
yeah.
I did.
Brrr. Anyway,
You're so
thank you for
spicy.
joining us for episode 13 of Just
Oh,
Some
darn.
Guardians. This was our Destiny Talk. Next week, we will dive back into our Nerd Talk, which is our discussion of all things
Ooh.
nerdum,
My
nerdiness.
personal favorite.
Your personal favorite. It is a good time.
We're gonna delve into his personal favorite.
Yes,
Don't
we're
you
gonna
know it,
delve
Nick?
deep. So when we do the show, we are live on Twitch. That is twitch.tv/justsomeguardians. You can find us on the iTunes and Podbeans and all those apps you use. Just Some Guardians. Once again, on some of those smaller apps, there is no space between Just Some and Guardians. We are on Twitter at JSGcast. If you have any questions, comments, any other nonsense, dick pics, you can send those to
No.
justsomeguardians@gmail.com. Russell will be checking those. Please send in your dick pics.
That was a terrible idea, Brett.
Yeah. I hope I get a bunch of pictures of roosters. That'd be awesome.
Just cocks.
No, you didn't say cock pics. You said dick pics.
I hope I get a bunch of pictures of Dick Cheney. That'd be amazing.
Darth Vader himself.
Oh, my God. Do you want me to pull up iTunes? We'll see if we have a new review.
Yes, do it.
I'm going to do that real quick. You can find me on the interwebs. I am on Twitter at Elmer Fudd Games, double M double D. And also on the Twitch, twitch.tv/Elmer Fudd Games, double M double D once again. Russ, did you ever make that Twitter?
Nope.
All right. Nick, do you check yours anymore?
I am not on the interweb.
I have my Twitter.
Have you checked it in a while? Would you like to plug it? Please do so.
I have to plug it. I am he who fights. At he go. Who fights. Do you have to say at anymore? I don't think you have to say at anymore.
I think everyone understands that, but it's fun.
At he who
I think
fights.
The new thing now is to say at me, bro. I think that's the thing everyone's doing now. I don't know. It's what you young hip kiddos are doing. I don't know. Jesus.
What?
Brett doesn't really know what he's talking about. He just says whatever comes into his head, and he hopes it's funny.
Yep, that's my entire life. Just randomly, sporadically shouting out just nonsense.
Randomly and sporadically.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'll be on the subway, and I'll just yell out, what if Garfield was purple? And just see if it sticks.
Are you... No, I like to, like, approach random people and just, like... You know that arm grab, that awkward arm grab that you can do to people? Like, most mm-hmm. often you see it when you're, like, shaking someone, some, like, sleazy businessman's hand.
Oh, like the double handshake?
The double handshake, but yeah, it, like, goes up your arm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, do that, and just be like, are you aware of Garfield?
Our Lord and Savior. Thank you once again for joining us for Just Some Guardians, Episode 13. Russell, take us out.
Join us next week for some utter incompetency and mutual chaos on Just Some Guardians.
You're so good at that.
It only gets
you did it much faster than you had in the past.
I liked it.
Well, that's because I've had to think about it in the past. Now it's just rolling.
I like it.
Like Murder, She Wrote.
Exactly.
Everybody needs
Angela
Lansbury in their life.
I love Angela Lansbury. I think so. I was thinking about it today, and I decided.